Chapter 5. A National Emergency. Nat's wife cleaned his wounds, which fortunately were not deep. His hands had suffered most. He was glad he had worn a cap. If he had not, the birds would have attacked his head. He didn't want to think about that huge seagull diving towards him. The children were crying because they had seen the blood on their father's hands and on the back of his neck. "It's all right," he said to them, "just a few scratches. Now go and play while Mummy finishes cleaning me up." Helen's face was very pale.
"I saw the birds collecting in the sky when Mr. Trigg ran in with Jill," she whispered. "Thousands of them. Large ones too.
They're all flying inland towards the towns," Nat whispered quietly. "Big birds, hawks, crows, everything."
"But why are they doing this?"
Helen asked in a frightened voice.
"I don't know, but they're attacking everyone," Nat answered.
"They might try the windows, the doors and the chimneys. Something is making them crazy. I've never seen anything like this before."
"Maybe the authorities will do something," his wife said. "Let's listen to the 6 o'clock news."
Outside, they could hear the sound of wings and feet on the roof, bodies pushing one another against the windows, trying to enter. The birds were fighting everywhere. From time to time, there was a noise as a large bird dived, crashed into a wall, and fell to the ground. "Some of them will kill themselves," Nat thought to himself. "But not enough. Never enough. We'll just have to get through it somehow and try to keep safe." He checked the door and windows again to make sure everything was closed properly. He put an extra piece of wood here, a piece of metal there, hammering it all together. Then he took mattresses downstairs and put them in the kitchen. "Come on, children," he called to Jill and Johnny. "Help me move the furniture to make room here. We'll have a camping party tonight, right here in the kitchen." Then he turned to his wife and added quietly, "The fire in the fireplace will keep the birds away. Even if they try to come down the chimney, and we'll put the radio on so the children won't hear the noises outside." His wife agreed. They moved some chairs out of the way and put a kitchen cupboard against the window to make room for the mattresses near the fire. The kitchen was quite comfortable now, and Nat was glad to have extra protection at the window in case the birds got through the boards. It was nearly 6 o'clock now, so Nat turned on the radio for the news. This time, the announcer didn't sound so positive. His voice was very serious.
"A national emergency was announced at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and measures are being taken to keep the population safe. Thousands of large birds are flying inland, attacking people and buildings too. Please stay in your homes and secure all windows and doors. Do not go outside, especially after dark. You are requested to remain calm and not to panic. I repeat, measures are being taken to ensure your safety. There will be no more broadcasts until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning."
They played the national anthem, and then the radio went silent.
"How about cheese on toast for everyone?" Helen said. "The authorities are probably busy getting rid of the birds, so we'll have a party to pass the time until it's all over."
The children were enjoying the situation. It was fun to sleep in the kitchen all together. Nat sang loudly as they set the table.
And then they all sat down and tried to be positive. For a while, they could hear the tap-tapping of birds outside the windows and on the roof. Then the sound became weaker and everyone relaxed a little. They finished supper and were clearing away when they heard the sound of planes flying over their area.
"Listen," Helen said to the children. "They're probably going to shoot at the birds, and then they'll be frightened and fly away. I knew the authorities would do something."
Jill looked happy.
"The planes will get the birds," she sang. "The planes will get the birds."
But a few minutes later, there was a loud explosion, and then the sound of the planes became weaker as they flew further away.
"That's strange," Nat's wife said. "Did they use a bomb to scare the birds?"
Nat didn't answer. It wasn't the sound of a bomb they'd heard, but a plane crashing to the ground. "It was stupid to send planes out in a situation like this," he thought. "The birds must have got caught in the engines, and it crashed."